We're on East Burnside. Across from the Jupiter Hotel, nestled in the middle of a block of storefronts, sits a little shop with a bright yellow door. Posters reading, "Humans for a Free Palestine," cover the front window. You have to step closer to see what's inside. It's a flower shop.
Okay. Take a look at what we've got. Basically, everyone has chosen chef's choice, so that is good.
We are in my shop and studio, Coy & Co. We're on 8th and Burnside on the east side. I'm Lindsay Coy. I'm the Coy to the Co. Coy & Co. Yeah, that's my name.
A stack of black buckets sits beside a large utility sink in the back of the shop. Nearby shelves are packed with old rags and other odds and ends.
So what are you doing right now?
I am washing buckets, which I should have done before you came, but it's gotta be done, so here we are. But yes, bucket washing is a very, it is part of doing floristry and farm work. It's an essential part of it. You gotta have clean vessels.
Coy & Co. isn't your average flower shop. There are no fresh flowers when you walk in. Long tables of dried flowers are the first things you see. They're packed full. Little mason jars of flower heads are tucked between bushels of dried long stems. It smells earthy, like sweet musk and herb.
That's one of the things we hear the most when people walk in, is like, they'll say, "It smells so good in here." And my response is usually like, "Oh good, I'm happy to hear that." Because at this point I'm basically nose blind to it. But when I go, when I'm like out of town for a few days and I come back, I always walk in. I'm like, yep, this is my spot. This is home.
All the fresh flowers are in the back, stored in a refrigerator Lindsay made herself, with a little help from friends. It's a common theme here at Coy & Co. Lindsay put in checkerboard marmoleum flooring. She tells me it's biodegradable. She says she's never purchased a bucket. Everything is reused. Bouquets are wrapped in paper.
Yeah, I've never thrown away a bucket. Even our buckets that like maybe get cracks in them or something, I just use for dried flowers and they get marked with purple tape. But black plastic is really, really, really bad for the environment. And so, you know, maybe I'll just be buried with them. I don't know. But they're never getting thrown away.
The shop is 7 years in the making. Lindsay began selling her flowers at a stand outside of a friend's restaurant in her early 20s. She spent her youth homeless here in Portland and lost her financial aid for college. She was on her own and needed to make a living, so she got together with some fellow artisans. At the beginning, they shared rent for the back part of what is now the Coy & Co. storefront. Now, at 29, she rents the entire store herself.
Once you've kind of hit the bottom of the barrel, once you've lost everything, everything else is kind of a lot easier.
But this isn't the story Lindsay wants to tell.
I think that my story could be really easily used to promote a false narrative of the American dream and bootstrapping it. Like, look, a homeless queer girl like can do it. Why can't you? And it's like, I was able to do it because of all of the barriers I didn't have.
She's more interested in acknowledging her current privileges and using her resources to give back and foster an ethical relationship with the community and the world. Her activism and business choices center those desires.
Our main thing is that we're a sustainable florist. We sell 100% locally grown flowers, no plastics, no dyes, no bleaches, no preservatives. Yeah.
Is that stuff usually in flowers, like dyes,
yes,
and bleaches?
Yes, a lot.
Okay.
I believe that when you create a business, you're creating a system. So a good friend of mine, Amber, likes to say, be a little harder on the system and a little softer on each other. And I think about that when I think about being a small business owner, because you are creating a system that didn't exist before. It's important to me that the systems that I'm creating are as sustainable as possible. So of course they should be intentional. I also believe that businesses should be responsible for the end life of anything that they bring into the world. So if you're creating, you know, a shoe, you should be responsible for what happens to not just the shoe, but also the packaging that the shoe comes in, like all that stuff, because the customer doesn't get to make that decision. Sure, you get to make a buying choice, but I think it's far more important that businesses are held accountable and taking responsibility for creating something that didn't exist previously.
I asked Lindsay about her posters. She told me that she feels the need to be doubly loud because there's so much silence about Palestine from other businesses around her.
Businesses have always been political spaces. They've always been arbiters of systems. We have some billionaires in power right now that are unelected. Businesses are political, no matter what you say, so if you choose to say nothing, that is still a political statement.
She quotes poet June Jordan and Angela Davis, saying, "Palestine is a moral litmus test of the world." She told me later that she fundraises for a friend displaced from Gaza and points to a nonprofit called Al-Ada, the Palestinian Right to Return Coalition, a Florida-based organization that supports Palestinian refugees.
I believed when I was first starting out that you could change things through the system that existed. I don't believe that anymore. I believe Baldwin, you can't change the system through the system, at least in my opinion, especially lately. I feel like every day I'm trying to figure out the why, and I do have to try and understand that, because it's really difficult to live in this world, because I just don't understand why not. Every day I'm trying to figure out the answers to these questions. We're humans in the good and the bad way. We're humans.
For KBOO, I'm Anna Wilcox.